This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhulila, Chapter 22, The Process of Devotional Service. Lord Chaitanya said, I shall say something about the various practices of devotional service, which is expanded in so many ways. I wish to speak briefly of the essential practices. Om Jnana Timinam Tasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namah Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadavaiham Tathati Shapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabhutam Pravijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamstam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Pandu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Mostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vamsha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sintho Bhye Vacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Guru Parashraya Diksha, Guru Sevan, Shad Dharma Shiksha Pritcha, Shadhu Marganugam. On the path of regulative devotional service, one must observe the following items. One must accept a bona fide spiritual master. Two, one must accept initiation from him. Three, one must serve him. Four, one must receive instructions from the spiritual master and make inquiries in order to learn devotional service. Five, one must follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas and follow the directions given by the spiritual master. These are all essential principles. Guru Padashray, Ada Guru Padashray. One should come under the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. In the beginning, sadhusam, we associate with devotees. That's the beginning of devotional service. Ado Shraddha, actually the beginning, is to have a little interest, a little faith in the subject matter. And let me find out more about Krishna consciousness. Then Sadhu Sangha, to associate with the devotees. By association, we make progress. Then the next stage is to take up the practices of devotional service, Bhajana Kriya. Vajana Kriya means the practice of regulative devotional service. So that practice takes place under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. So one should place oneself Guru Pada Ashraya, under the shelter of the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacche. If one wants to realize the purport of the Vedic message, then one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Gachchet is imperative. Vidhi, one has to approach the bona fide spiritual master. Tadvijnanartham sadguru neva bhigachchet. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreyudhima. If one is serious about understanding the ultimate purpose of life. Then, and not simply as a fashion, oh, everyone else has a guru, but I don't have a guru. But actually to understand the purpose of human life, jigyasu shreya, the person who seriously wants to understand should approach a bona fide spiritual master. And then the next thing is diksha. Diksha means initiation. One should be initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. The disciple promises to follow the orders of the bona fide spiritual master. The spiritual master accepts responsibility, just like marriage is there. So formally taking responsibility, formal commitment. So the disciple commits, yes, I'll follow what you say. And the spiritual master commits, yes, I'll instruct you and take you back to Godhead. So this is diksha. And guru seva. Not that, now I've got initiation, business finished. I didn't have a name, now I have a name. I didn't have initiation, now I'm initiated. Now my business is complete. I had money, I had a wife, I had children, I had a home, but I didn't have a guru. Now I have a guru, everything's complete. No, guru seva. One has to serve the bona fide spiritual master. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that one has to make the orders of the spiritual master one's life and soul. It doesn't mean casual guru seva. I do a little, every now and then I do something for you, like a business acquaintance. You do something for me, I'll sometimes do something for you. But to dedicate oneself to the service of the spiritual master, guru seva. Sadharma shiksha prichcha, and to inquire. It's like Sanatana Goswami. When he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he inquired, who am I? And why are these threefold miseries always giving me trouble? He was a learned scholar. He knew several languages. He was government minister, top minister, a very capable person. But he presented himself before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a fool. Everyone thinks that I'm very learned. They call me Panditji. But I'm such a learned person that I don't know who I am. Can you please instruct me? Sadharma prichcha, not ordinary, useless prichcha. How can I improve my economic condition? How can I be more happy in my family life? Not ordinary, mundane topics. Sadharma prichcha. One should inquire about one's eternal engagement, about one's eternal business, sadharma. Goswamis made it their business to establish sadharma samsthapana. Dharma samsthapana, Krishna comes to establish sadharma. So to understand that sadharma, one should inquire from the spiritual master. Sadharma means devotional service. There are other kinds of dharma. Community dharma, family dharma. But that's not sadharma. Sadharma means devotional service to Krishna. So sadharma shiksha prichcha. Otherwise, why have we accepted a spiritual master? It's not for ordinary material improvement. It's for sadharma. And sadhu margana gamanam. One should follow in the footsteps, sadhumar, the footsteps of the acharyas. Mahajana yena katha supanta. We should follow in the footsteps of the Mahajanas. We should follow in the footsteps of the spiritual master, follow his instructions. Then one himself becomes a sadhu. If we follow the sadhus, then we also become sadhus. So we approach the bona fide spiritual master, we take initiation from him, we render service to him, we inquire from him about our eternal duty, eternal occupation, and then we follow him. Sadhu Marg, the spiritual master follows the Sadhu Marg. By following the spiritual master, then we're also following Sadhu Marg. Following someone who's following someone who's following in this way. Otherwise, the materialists, they're following someone who's following someone who's falling into a ditch. Then we'll also fall into the same ditch. So Sadhu Marg, not on the path of the asadhus. Sadhu Marganugama. Krishna Pritye Bhogatyag Krishna Tirte Vas Yavan Nirvaha Pratigraha Ekadashupavas. The next steps are as follows. Six. One should be prepared to give up everything for Krishna's satisfaction. And one should also accept everything for Krishna's satisfaction. 7. One must live in a place where Krishna is present, a city like Vrindavan or Mathura, or a Krishna temple. 8. One should acquire a livelihood that is just sufficient to keep body and soul together. 9. One must fast on the Ekadashi day. Krishna Pritye, Bhogatyag. Bhogatyag, we're all engaged in Bhogatyag. We try to enjoy something, and then we try to enjoy it, and then when we don't like it anymore, then we say, let me give this up. And then sometimes again we come back to it and say, well, maybe there's something. Let me try to enjoy here again. Puna punash charvita charvana. Oh, bhogatyag. We want to accept that which we like, which we think will give us sense gratification, and what we don't like, we give up. Bhogatyag. Just like, especially in the West, they accept a wife for sense enjoyment, then after a while, when they don't like her anymore, they become sannyasis. Yes, I renounce this life. And then they go after another. Bhogatya. Try to enjoy and then and give it up and try to enjoy again. And they're never happy about this Bhogatya. But Krishna Pritye Bhogatya. Anukul yasya sankalpa pratikul yasya vajana. To give up everything, to accept everything which is favorable for Krishna's service. Krishna Pritye. If Krishna likes it, I'll do it. It may be inconvenient. It may not be what I want to do. It may not fit my picture of who I of myself. You know, I have one idea of myself, and this doesn't fit that idea. I don't like it. It's not what I feel like doing. Doesn't matter. If it's pleasing to Krishna, let me do it. Anukul, if it's anukul, if it's favorable for devotional service. Just like getting up early in the morning. Well, the students may not like to get up early in the morning. Let me sleep. But the spiritual master says, no, this is good for devotional service. You should get up early, attend the mangala light. All right. Either all right, or good. One way or another, he has to do it. Anukul, because it's favorable, so let me do it. And pratikul yasya varjana. Pratikul, what's unfavorable, that let me give up. If Krishna doesn't like it, if it's not favorable for serving Krishna, then I'll give it up. No gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating, no illicit sex. Even if I like one of these things, I have to give it up. because Krishna doesn't like it. And my business is to please Krishna. So Krishna pritye, for the satisfaction of Krishna. For the satisfaction of Krishna, bhogatyag. And Krishna tirthevas, to live in the place which is sacred to Krishna. Just like Vrindavan, sacred to Krishna, Mathura. And if we can read in many places in Shastra how much benefit there is. If one lives in Mathura, if one dies in Mathura, if one's buried in Mathura, so many. One is sure of liberation. Somehow or other, if one lives in Mathura, one becomes connected naturally with Krishna. Mathura, Vrindavan, Mayapur. Or a Krishna temple, because Krishna is there, that's as good as Vrindavan. Krishna Tirthevas. There's so many Krishna Tirthas. Especially Mayapur, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself made his headquarters in Jagannath Puri. Krishna Tirtha. And especially because there'll be so many devotees in the Krishna Tirtha. One can associate with the devotees. Yavan Nirvaha Pratigraha. And to accept only as much as needed. Not to become overly opulent. That becomes an impediment. Oh, I have this, I have that, I have this, I have that. Yavan, Nirvana, as much as needed to keep body and soul together, not to accumulate. Rupa Goswami warns against atyahara, eating more than needed or collecting more than needed. A tendency is there. Well, maybe I might need it. Or, ooh. We want to, you know, things start sticking to us. Start accumulating things. And then we identify with the things that we've accumulated. My car, my VCR, my iPad, my this, my that. Some people accumulate wives. As much as needed, not more. It doesn't become a burden. Atyahar, too much eating, too much collecting, too many books, too many things. As much as needed for Krishna's service. So in business, if there's a branch that's established, then the central management wants to see that they're spending only as much as needed. If they have some mission to accomplish, and we'll give for that purpose. But if we look at the accounts, and all of a sudden it's double, it's triple, it's quadruple, and there's no extra output, then we say, what's with this branch? Mismanagement. Why so much for the telephones? Why so much for transportation? Why so much for entertainment? Why so much for tiffin? Why so much for this? Why so much for that? What are they doing over there? Something's wrong. Because they accomplish the business, they only need 10,000 and they're spending 30,000. So something is not right. Well, in our personal life also, we're spending more, we're accumulating more. Does it mean we're going to go back to Godhead quicker? Or we're going to render more service? If it means I'll render more service, then we'll accept a palace even. If it's needed for the service of Krishna, we'll accept a palace. Otherwise, we shouldn't accept even a hut. Some sadhu was living by the side of the seashore. He was very old, and he was a very hairy sage. And it said that every time one hair dropped from his body, every time Brahma died, one hair would drop from his body. He was very old. So he had some disciples. The disciples said, Guru Maharaj, you're living here by the seashore and you don't have any place to live. Let us at least build you one hut. He said, no need, I'm not going to be here very long. So, bare minimum, what we actually require, that much we should accept. And more than that, it will just burden us down. So that one should learn. And Ekadashi Upavash, I think yesterday was Ekadashi here?
Yeah.
Okay. So Ekadashi. Twice in a month, the Ekadashi day is there. Madhavatiti Bhakti Jani. The Ekadashi day fosters devotion. Why are we observing this Ekadashi? Not for some karmakandiya benefit. I'll get a good voice, I'll get good riches, I'll have good health. It's for the satisfaction of Krishna. We observe some upavas. Upavas means fasting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the minimum standard that at least grains and beans one should avoid. Otherwise, more than that, also one can accept complete fasting, only water, no water. And chanting Hare Krishna, only simply fasting is not very useful. The purpose is that, all right, I've saved my time from eating, I can chant Hare Krishna. So, Ekadashi Upavas doesn't simply mean fasting, but it means fasting and chanting Hare Krishna. And increasing one's devotional service. That's the purpose. All of these things, whatever we're doing, the purpose is to increase our devotional service to Krishna. Dhatri Ashvatta Go Vipra Vaishnav Pujan Seva Nana Aparadhari Dure Visarjan. One should worship, not ten, the Tatri trees, banyan trees, cows, Brahmins, and devotees of Lord Vishnu. 11. One should avoid offenses against devotional service and the holy name. Purport. There are 10 items in the beginning of devotional service, up to the point of worshipping the Dhatri trees, banyan trees, cows, brahmanas, and devotees of Lord Vishnu. The 11th item is to avoid offenses when rendering devotional service and chanting the holy names. So Dhatri, does someone know Dhatri? What is this? I'm not familiar with Dhatri.
Dhatri is earth, Mother Earth.
No, he says here a type of tree, Dhatri. Oh, let's see. I have a dictionary. I can see if it tells me there.
Dhatri, Dhatri.
Dhatri is also when the baby is born. Some baby is called that's also Dhatri.
What kind? What is that?
In Bangladesh, they have practice.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me.
In Bengal and in Bangladesh, Dhatri used to call. In olden days, the ladies when give birth to the child, one is village lady, some specialist.
Oh yeah, yeah, that kind of Dhatri. That's a nurse.
Nurse.
But that's not what's indicated here. There's a kind of tree, and even the dictionary doesn't tell me what it is. There's lots of meanings for Dhatri. Dhatri. Oh. Imblica officinalis. Okay, there it is. Imblica officinalis. That's the Latin word. We'd have to have a Latin dictionary now. That's one of the three items in the trifilo, right? Amla, huh? Okay.
Gooseberry.
Gooseberry.
It's called gooseberry.
Yeah, it's called a lot of different things. Okay, so it's Amla. Yeah, I've seen the name, and if you look at Trifala Churna, you'll find probably that's where we get it. So, Amla tree. Okay, we've solved the mystery. Amla. And Ashwatthama Sagar Vrikshana from the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna identifies with the Ashwatha tree. Among all the trees, I'm the Ashwatha tree. There are two kinds of trees. One is people, one is Ashwatha. Sometimes they're both called banyan trees. But here, it's the Ashwatha tree. There's Vata tree and people tree. Right? So one is the Ashwatha, another is a different tree. So the Ashwatha is mentioned here as the tree concerned. Okay, you get another name. No, you're too unhappy. Unhappy persons don't have to stay. We'll see. You get another moment or so. So far quiet. We're experimenting. Okay, we're not going to bother with the experiment because we've done the experiment before and we know how it turns out. Okay. Prabhupada one time was asked about this, because in the Nectar of Devotion it appears that one should worship the banyan tree, one should worship. And Prabhupada said, we're worshiping Tulsi, then our tree worship is finished. Tulsi Puja Bas. But the information is here. And Govipra Vaishnav, Puja Sevan, Pujana Sevan. One should worship not only the banyan trees, but the cows, the Brahmins, and the devotees of Lord Vishnu. Go Brahmanahitayacha. One should offer respect to the cows, to the Brahmins, and to the Vaishnavas. This is very important. This is civilized life. The cow is the most important animal. The Brahmin is the most important human being. More important than the Brahmin even is the Vaishnava. So one should learn to offer respect to the cows, the Brahmins, the Vaishnavas. And nama paradagi dure visarjan. And one should give up far away, cast far away the aparads, namaparadadi, offenses to the holy name. There are 10 offenses in chanting the holy name of the Lord. To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to chanting of the holy name. Minimize the importance of Vedic literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. Disobey the orders of the bona fide spiritual master. Think that the chanting of the glories of the holy name is imaginary. To give some speculative interpretation on the chanting of the holy name. To think that the chanting of the holy name is one of the auspicious activities recommended in the shastras as fruitive activities. To commit sinful activities on the strength of the chanting of the holy name. To instruct the glories of the holy name to the faithless persons, to remain materially attached. What else?
Lord Shiva and
Lord. To think that the holy name of the Krishna and the holy name of Shiva, Durga, and other Devi Devatas is on the same level. In that way, I think we've covered 10.
One more is there.
Maintain material attachment. Yeah, that's what we mentioned. I think we've covered 10. So namaparad adi. There's namaparad, tamaparad, sevaparad, vaishnavaparad, guruaparad. These are all offenses. So these offenses one should avoid. Very important. Any questions so far?
Seva aparat.
Seva aparat means offenses in the deity worship. That's called seva aparat. Murti seva, serving the deity. So in serving the deity, there are offenses mentioned in the nectar of devotion. And one should avoid. Certain things shouldn't be offered to the deities. Certain things shouldn't be done before the deity. We don't put our feet out in front of the deity. We don't. Various things that in front of the deity, just like our Bhaktivedanta Manor temple president, Gauridas, told me he met the Queen of England. There was some function, and because he was the head of the Hare Krishna temple, he was invited. And they instruct you beforehand, you know, what you should do, what you should not do. It's all very carefully, you know, how you should speak to her. I think the Queen is called ma'am. And you know, she speaks to you, you don't speak to her. You know, there are various, all sorts of protocols. And they tell you exactly what it is. And if you don't follow the protocol, then it's a little not so good. I think Mrs. Obama, when she met the Queen, it sort of jumped protocol a little bit, but the Queen took it all right, and it was, you know, friendly. After all, she's wife of the President of the United States. So. But it was noticed anyway that it wasn't quite right. So there are different rules that she's the Queen, so it's not like an ordinary person. Hey, Queen, how are you doing? No, it's very, so much respect has to be maintained. So it's serving Krishna, and Krishna is like the serve should be served with great awe and reverence. So there are rules to follow. And if we break the rules, then it becomes seva aparat. Main thing is that one shouldn't be negligent. You know, there may be some technical flaw. That may sometimes happen. But if there's negligence, that's very bad. We shouldn't neglect. We shouldn't treat the deity negligently. Think Krishna's here. I have to be very attentive. I may not be able to afford gorgeous arrangements. I may not be able to offer. Sanatana Goswami was offering some bhati, bhati is just some bread rolled up and thrown in the fire and cooked. Chapati, just make the balls and throw it in the fire. He's offering the deity some bhati only. And the deity complained, could I have some salt at least? Sanatana Goswami, I'm an old man, I'm offering you whatever I can get. Please accept it. So Sanatana Goswami accepted. Madhavan accepted. Because it wasn't negligent. That I don't care about you. Why should I give you salt? Who are you? No, I'm doing everything that I can. Please. So in that mood, we should serve Krishna. We shouldn't treat Krishna like a statue or like, oh, my Guru Maharaj has told us we have to do this, we have to do that. Don't you think? Here's Krishna. A Vaishnava Sangha Tyag Bahu Shishya Na Kuriba Bahu Granta Kalabhyas Vyakyan Vrajiba. The 12th item is to give up the company of non-devotees. 13, one should not accept an unlimited number of disciples. 14, one should not partially study many scriptures just to be able to give references and expand explanations. Purport. Accepting an unlimited number of devotees or disciples is very risky for one who is not a preacher. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, a preacher has to accept many disciples to expand the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is risky, because when a spiritual master accepts a disciple, he naturally accepts the disciple's sinful activities and their reactions. Unless he's very powerful, he cannot assimilate all the sinful reactions of his disciples and has to suffer the consequences. Therefore, one is generally forbidden to accept many disciples. So there are three more items here. One should give up the company of non-devotees, the satsanga tyag e vaishnavacharya. Lord Chaitanya was asked by one of his householder disciples, what is the behavior of a Vaishnava? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once answered, a satsanga tyag. He gives up the association, bad association. What is bad association? Stri sangi ekashat. He doesn't say stri sangha, stri sangi. Those who are attached to women for sense gratification, their association is very bad. That means 99.9% of the population of the world. Stri sangi ekashat. And Krishna bhaktar. Those who are against devotional service were the non-devotees. Their association should be avoided. The satsanga tyag. Anyone who's not serious about Krishna consciousness, why do we want their association? It should be given up. Otherwise we become infected by their materialistic mentality. So it's satsanga tyag. Chanakya Pandit also says that one should give up the bad association and associate with sadhus. And one should not accept an unlimited number of disciples. If one is simply collecting disciples, that's also atyahara, collecting too much. It's not simply for name and fame or for economic improvement that householder accepts so many disciples and they'll support his expenses. Only the preachers have the right or the duty to accept many disciples. That also is risky business, because the disciples bring with them their sinful life. One has to free them from that. And they also have to be very careful. And for my sinful activities, our Guru Maharaj may have to suffer. One should be. Disciples should be very careful. Guru should also be very careful. One should not partially study a book, just to pose oneself as a great scholar by being able to refer to scriptures. That's another atyahara. I have a big library, so many books. Many esoteric books, very advanced books, excellent books. One should not collect so many books just for the sake of having books and being able to say, I read this book, I read that book, I can quote from this book, I can show everyone else up, they haven't read this book, but I know that book. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have therefore limited our study of Vedic literature to the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. These four works are sufficient for preaching purposes. They are adequate for the understanding of philosophy and the spreading of missionary activities all over the world. If one studies a particular book, he must do so thoroughly. That is the principle. By thoroughly studying a limited number of books, one can understand the philosophy. And so many devotees, they read this book, that book, and probably have they read my books? Have you read Chaitanya Charitamrita? Actually read. Have you read Srimad Bhagavatam? Have you read Teachings of Lord Chaitanya? Have you read these books actually? Before we go out to buy Bhakti Rasa Sar Bindu Sindhu, whatever it is. Have you read Bhagavad Gita actually? And understood it. One should try to understand it. How much is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. How the acharyas are worshipping Srimad Bhagavatam. Pibadu Bhagavatam Vasimaha. One should drink Srimad Bhagavatam. The whole Gaudiya Sampradaya is based on appreciating this Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada didn't just translate books randomly. This looks like a good book, that looks like a good book. He very carefully considered what books are essential. Bhagavad Gita, basic book for preaching. Srimad Bhagavatam, the essential book for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, advanced topics of devotional service. There's enough there for 100 lifetimes. We should read these books very carefully. Any questions?
Maharaj, in line with the sloka which says Guru Ashraya, we have to take the shelter of the Guru. Is it the karma that we have done, the previous jarma, which brings us to the Guru, or is the Lord's mercy?
No.
How actually?
No, but by previous karma you can't come to the Guru. It's not, this is beyond the realm of karma.
Oh, actually it happens that we associate with a advanced devotee.
But that's by your sukriti in devotional service, not by karma. Karma means ordinary material affairs. Charity, austerity, some puja, is that, yajna, tapasya. But one comes in the touch of a bona fide spiritual master by the mercy of Krishna. By the mercy of Krishna. Then again, if one comes in touch, that means previously he's executed some devotional service. Now again, he's getting an opportunity to continue. But so the only credit is devotional service. There's no other credit. Just like I came to Qatar. The immigration lady said, you do have a visa. I said, no, I don't have a visa. She said, credit card.
Oh.
So I gave her an American Express card, and it didn't run through the machine. So that means American Express card is not accepted. Do you have another card? I gave the visa card. That was all right. That means only the MasterCard Visa is accepted. Other cards are not accepted. So in devotional service, only bhakti is accepted. Your karma card, your jnana card, your tapasya card, all of any other card, the machine rejects it. Can't read it. Not accepted. The thing flashes, not accepted. Only bhakti is the only credit that's recognized.
Thank you.
Maharaj, to follow up with this question, now a person gets an opportunity to get association of devotees. He takes Krishna consciousness seriously, takes a bona fide guru, and follows all the principles what has to be followed. Has a nice altar in his house, the family is there, wife is also educated, children are also in the same mode. And it so happens that somebody comes and gives a Shaligram Shila to a Grahastha. How that person can go ahead with, should he accept the Shaligram Shila? Because I think there are restrictions related to doing deity worship with respect to Shaligram Shila, isn't it?
That's beyond my area of expertise. Can't really tell you anything about it. They're the experts in this, these matters.
Only we get the mercy of the spiritual master, we accept the spiritual master. So, what is the role of the Siksha Guru and what are our seniors who have brought us?
They're also vehicles for the mercy of Krishna. Mercy of Krishna doesn't mean that it falls on your head only. But the devotees are working very hard to distribute the mercy of Krishna. They're the mercy representatives of Krishna. Their mercy, they're going out every day distributing books. Or they're going from house to house asking people to be Krishna conscious. So they're representing Krishna's mercy. We only have to accept. Prabhupada says it's like someone is giving you a bag of money. Here, take it. And you have to accept. We were talking about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Devotees are going door to door, house to house, to distribute this treasure. People only have to be fortunate enough to accept it.
Is there no way we can say that karma or someone
else
previous?
No.
Purely
no.
Mercy of Krishna and devotees.
Krishna, devotees, and whatever devotional credit we have.
The master.
But not by karma, not by yeah. You can be the most pious karmi in the world, you can be the greatest mental speculator in the world, and not get a drop of Krishna consciousness. You can't get it by any amount of, because it's worthless. The karma is really so small in value that it's practically worthless. You know, like this, these devalued currencies, you know, you have 100,000, you know, blockatus, and one block, you know, 100,000 blockatus equals 50 cents, you know, if you were an American dollar.
Yeah.
You know, so you perform all these pious activities, and they're worth about 50 cents. You know, what can you buy with 50 cents? All this gan. And then on top of that, you become puffed up. I have 100,000 blockatus. You know. You got 50 cents, Baba, what is it? But he's very proud, you know, I have this. I've read this book, I've read that book. I know about this, I know about that. I studied this under the best professors. But I did an ashrama, I did Agnihotra Yagya. People are doing little Agnihotra Yagyas in their home. I'm very proud of doing it. I gave to this charity, I gave to that. Yeah. The spiritual value is negligible. And they simply become proud. I did this, I did that. There was some discussion in the house of Raghunath Das Goswami's uncles about the value of Harinam. And someone was saying that the value of Harinam is equal to 100,000 Ashwamedha Yagyas. Someone said, by Harinam, you get moksha. Haridas Thakur happened to be present. He said, this is nothing. It's practically an aparad to compare the value of the holy name with mundane fruitive activities is one of the namaparads. The holy name is equal to 100,000 Ashwamedha Yagyas. I just compared the holy name to the ordinary fruitive activity. It's an insult to the holy name to say that the holy name is equal to 100,000 Ashwamedha Yagyas is an offense to the holy name. Because by your Ashwamedha Yagyas, you'll get promotion to heaven, you'll get, you know, all sorts of material benefits. But by and even by your mental speculation, you'll get moksha maybe. Merge with the Brahmacharis. But by chanting Harinam, you get love for Krishna. So don't compare Harinam to 100,000 Ashwamedha Yagyas. Don't say, oh, you can get liberation by Harinam. That's nothing. Harinam is Krishna himself. By Harinam Seva, we can get highest benefit. Should we stop here? Is that?
Malala, you wanted to ask some questions.
You have another question?
Already from the discussion, I got.
You got.
5 minutes?
You have 5 minutes.
Yeah,
what do you want to do with the five
yeah,
minutes?
Instructions. Right. So many of our new devotees, Maharaj. Yeah.
You're all new, so.
Instruction you can give how they can improve the.
I just gave instruction for 55 minutes. This is all how we improve these items. If we take them seriously, we'll improve. I don't have any extra thing.
What's he say?
Chant Hare Krishna, follow the principles of devotional service and association with these union partners.
I wanted to hear a little about Prabhupada Katha from you, I mean, how you met him.
I met my joint discount. By the time Prabhupada joined this guy, 2 months later, Prabhupada came to New York. That's all I know. There's no special story in that, you know. I was, you know, sitting in a tree and I saw Prabhupada. I joined this guy.
It was in a public gathering, Maharaj. You met him, I think.
Public gathering means that I joined the temple. Then Prabhupada came from, he'd gone to India, he had that stroke and he'd gone to India, then he came back via the west coast, California. Then from California he flew to New York. Then from the airport he came to the temple, and the temple, I was there. It's pretty simple.
How did you get this faith on this shastras?
How did I what? Which?
How
did you get the faith
in
shastras?
Faith in shastras?
Yes.
You read them in the association of devotees, and that's how you get faith in them. If you read shastra, just the shastra, by the mercy of shastra itself, or the power of shastra itself, you say, ooh, something. Just by reading the books, people, see, they recognize. Fortunate person recognizes. Hey, this is telling me the truth. So many books, so much nonsense. I'm not satisfied, but they're here, this is something. And then if you associate with the devotees, and the devotees, they reinforce your faith in shastra, they explain it, they open it up for you. Therefore it's said that one should read shastra in the association of devotees. Satam, prasangam, avirya, something like that. We discuss shastra in devotee association, and the power of shastra will come out. Make itself turning to us.
If any devotee, even initiated devotee, doing the mistakes or he is not following the instructions of a spiritual master. One way we can say that spiritual master is getting a punishment due to these sins. So if remaining a lot of millions of devotees are doing a pious activities or they are following the regularly his instructions, he is not getting this sins from the sharing from the sinful pious activities and
also, of course, the spiritual master is transcendental, but it's a credit to the spiritual master when the disciples are following, when they're obedient, when they're engaged in Krishna service. And it's a credit to the spiritual master. It's a source of satisfaction to the spiritual master, source of satisfaction to Krishna. So it's all around good, and it's a source of satisfaction to the disciples also. They become happy by following. But when he doesn't follow, it becomes a source of unhappiness for himself, becomes a burden on the spiritual master. He brings discredit. Oh, whose disciple is he? Oh, he's such and such and such. He brings discredit on the spiritual master and his community. Doesn't look very good from Krishna's point of view. Also.
His question was balancing marriage. Some 10 people are
Ten people are following, and
yeah.
It's It's not exactly like that. I haven't analyzed the profit and loss analysis in actuary or something. But at least those who are care about the spiritual master should follow his instructions seriously. And we should follow. At least on my account, Guru Maharaj shouldn't be burdened. At least we should follow. Others may or may not follow, at least I'll follow. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Glory to you.
Maharaj will distribute the 3%.